again. This is the Old Old. Good morning, man. Kermit Edney with program 44 and a series of 260 broadcasts being presented in honor of WHKP's 50th anniversary. Happenings of the past 50 years and the people who made them happen. We take up where Fitz left off, referring, of course, to the one and only Frank L. Fitzsimmons, whose broadcasts over 25 years created the trilogy, as he calls it, the early history of the county. Today, the one person the Council for Women left off. About a month or so ago, I was delighted to receive a copy of Her Story, described as a biographical directory of the most prominent Henderson County women since 1945 and running through 1995. There are 89 most prominent women included in this booklet. Now, anyone who's ever done a review or an inventory or a category or even a series such as this, we know at the outset that we'll be criticized far more frequently for the sins of omission than for those of commission. So I opened this booklet, Her Story, prepared by the Henderson County Council for Women, and sure enough, the very first name I looked for was missing. How on earth, I quickly thought, could they have left out the name of Lucille Kirby Allen? She was a teacher in both public and private schools. She taught at Fassifern School for Girls and also at Edneyville and Hendersonville High School. But in addition to teaching, Lucille Allen had also served as president of the North Carolina Classroom Teachers. She had served as president of the North Carolina Education Association. She had been a member of the board of the North Carolina Education Association in 1949, became a member of the advisory board of the National Education Association. She also was Western District Representative on the NCA board for a three-year term. And Lucille Allen also served on the Executive Committee of the North Carolina State Democratic Party, and she also served on the board of the YMCA. Beyond the credentials, however, was a dedicated educator, who long before her time would, within her first month of a school year, determine which of her pupils would need remedial help, which could pass the classwork as expected and routinely, and the few advanced students that could simply loaf and still make straight A's. She didn't need studies or tests or group analysis. She was able to spot these characteristics in her students within a month of the start of a school year. Lucille Allen had infinite patience with the slow learners, but she was a demanding and stern taskmaster with the gifted students who could make good grades with little or no effort. She would give them extra assignments, demand more in their homework, and she always challenged all of her students to think for themselves. I remember on one occasion at Edneyville, she opened her senior English class with a story, quote, she had just heard, about this incident in which a lady had been dreaming that she was walking along at the very edge of a cliff. And inadvertently, this lady had her foot slip, and she dreamed she tumbled over the cliff. At the same time, the lady was too close to the edge of the bed. She turned and rolled off the bed, and the shock of that dream of falling off a cliff and the impact of the fall from the bed caused her to have a heart attack, and she died. Lucille Allen told the story, and after the class had, wow. Over such a tragedy, went on to the class's study. At the end of the class, she suddenly stopped and said, I'm surprised, I am absolutely surprised that no one, not one person, challenged me on that story I told you at the start of the class. You remember the story I told you about the woman dreaming of falling off a cliff and then falling out of bed and the trauma of the two events caused a heart attack and she died? Well, the class was absolutely silent. She said, did your mind not question as to how anybody knew what this woman was dreaming if she died instantly when she rolled off the bed? And then she said, quote, the moral of that story, always use your mind to weigh and challenge facts presented. Never, never accept hearsay as fact. She hammered over and over again, education is not the retention of knowledge. It is the training that guides you into knowing where the answers are. And in this series, as I go from one reference book to another for memory refreshers, how often have I thought of Lucille Allen? One of those many teachers in the earlier years, even in a little bitty unaccredited school at Edneyville, could inspire their students to believe that they could achieve impressive accomplishments. Tomorrow, a final chapter on one Lucille Kirby Allen. Thoughts from the seventh child of a seventh child who had the good luck to be born here, the good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.